Know thyself, said the inscription above the oracle in ancient Greece. Liberate yourself, say Indian teachers. Contemporary therapists tell us to be ourselves, to love ourselves. But what is the self, this thing we call I? We use the word I so much you'd think we knew what we meant by it. I think this, I feel that, I want something, I remember, I say, I do. We use the word hundreds of times each day. But what is this experience we label I? As soon as you try to define I, you run into problems. Who am I? How do I define myself? Peter Russell? That's just my name. I could easily have a different name, but my sense of I would be the same. A writer? That's an activity from my past, not who I really am. A man, even? Yes, I have a male body, but I can imagine myself in a female body. I might have different perceptions, feelings, and values, but the I that has them would be the same. We even say things like, I am not the same person I was 10 years ago, which when you think about it is rather strange. We are saying, I have changed, yet I have not changed. My thoughts, my needs, my likes and dislikes, my values, even my personality may have changed over 10 years. Yet the I that has them hasn't changed. The I that says, my thoughts, my needs, my values, that's still the same I. It's the same feeling of I-ness that's been there all my life. So what is this feeling of I, this sense of me? This isn't one of those questions you can solve by thinking about it. To know what the self really is, we need to carefully observe our own consciousness. This is the path that many spiritual seekers and philosophers have explored. They've looked deep within their own minds, trying to find the essence of self. And they all come up with the same answer. There's nothing there. There's no thing we can call the self. This sense of a unique, separate, individual self turns out to be an illusion, although it has to be admitted, a most convincing illusion. This feeling we call I is really just the feeling of being conscious. It's not a thing. It is simply the experience of being. As Erwin Schrödinger, one of the founders of quantum physics, wrote, on close introspection, that is, on close observation of your own mind, you will find that what you really mean by I is the ground of all experience. And that sense of being is no different from me than it is for you. That sense of I-ness that I feel deep inside is the same sense of I-ness that you feel deep inside. But because we don't normally recognize this inner quality of being, we keep on looking for something that is the self. So we derive a sense of identity from the roles we play, things we do, the way people see us, our personality. These are all psychological clothes that we put on to give ourselves a sense of personal identity, to show how we are unique and different from everyone else. But these are all ideas and images we have of the self. They're not our true essence. It's almost the opposite to the story of the emperor having no clothes. In this case, there are lots of clothes, but no emperor underneath. If we imagine ourselves to be the various ideas we have of the self, then our sense of identity is always at the mercy of events. If our circumstances change, if someone criticizes our behavior, if our social status is challenged, then our very sense of identity may be threatened. As a result, we find ourselves on guard, avoiding threats to our identity, looking for ways to bolster our self-image, buying things we don't really need, saying things we don't really believe, trying to be someone. On the other hand, when people discover what they really are, when they become aware of this inner sense of being that's always there. There's a feeling of liberation. There's the realization we don't need to do anything in order to be anybody. We already are what we are. The mind relaxes. There comes a deep sense of ease and relief. And who we really are turns out to be very lovable. When people talk of loving the self, they usually mean loving all the many parts of oneself, the nice bits along with the not so nice bits. There's certainly value in this, accepting ourselves as we are. But when we know the ground of our own being, we discover a deep sense of ease, of peace, of being truly at home in ourselves, a sense of our own eternal presence. And that quality of experience is so lovable. It's impossible not to love what you really are.